Cooper and Una on iRadio.
Let's get to the matter of at hand, and that is, you discovered something that I think, I don't know if anybody else has never heard of this before, but like, I just take this that everybody knows that this thing exists. And would you like to enlighten us with what you discovered that you never knew existed?
Okay, so I was sharing a room with one of the girls, and we got back late.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking very late for me, like 3 a.m. Like, quarter to 3.
Whoa.
And I was like, God, how are we going to... We have to be up for the breakfast now in the morning. I'm not missing the breakfast, but the breakfast is at 9:45. A little bit early, you know? We couldn't even stretch it out to 11. It was 9:45. That was breakfast time. That's it. So the girl I was sharing the room with anyway was like, don't stress. It's all good. We'll just hang these things out and they will know to bring us our breakfast. I was like, what is it you speak of? And she took these... you know the little paper things that hang around...
Do not disturb.
The do not disturb sign, right? But on the back of that, there is like breakfast options and it lists out all the food, everything that you can get, yeah? So I was like, oh my God! So I was like, tick, 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 tick. I have it all. We're talking pastries, porridge, fry up, the whole kit and caboodle.
All the juices.
All of, yogurts, oh, apple fruit, juices, yeah. Orange oh, yeah. juice, yeah, the teas, coffee, everything. I just said everything. But I still didn't believe this was going to happen. So,
why?
So we hung it out on the door anyway, and I was kind of waking up every hour going, I don't believe this. It's too good to be true, you know. This isn't going to happen, really. Someone's not going to bring me my breakfast with everything that I've ordered. At 10:30, there's a knock on the door. Well, I hopped out of the bed. Hello! Louis, yes, do come in. And there is a lovely lady with two big, massive trays. She had a cart, like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because obviously there was two big trays.
Did you have the big metal domes over them as well?
Yes, oh, yes, lovely. Yes. Now, there was a charge. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but... And that's fine. I mean, it was minimal. Yeah.
You don't expect people to bring you.
No, I wouldn't mind. No, yeah. Not at all. So that I'm just warning people out there who don't know about the service. You will. There is a charge, but it's fine. We're all very happy to pay. Anyway, she comes in and she lays these two beautiful big trays out in the bed, and I open and I'm like, oh my God, it's like a fountain of food. There's actually four fry ups there.
What did you order?
Yeah.
Oh, you're paying for that. Like, oh my God,
I'm never going to eat all this food, but
yeah, right.
Yeah. So we had the croissants and everything, like, we were just exhausted after eating the dinner. I could have slept for another hour. I was like, will we pay for a late check-in? No, we can't, we have to. So anyway, this is a game changer. You know what I mean? We don't. Listen, we don't have to be up at the crack of the dawn for the buffet. Yeah. We can just use these sheets and take everything and the food comes to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've stayed in a hotel. I know. We've been on many trips with the show and been places.
Yes.
And I know for a fact that we've stayed in hotels that have this feature, Una, and how you, of all people, do not know. Because, you know, I know that you like to get up and get dressed and get down and have your breakfast. You're not the type of person who likes to stay in bed and have the breakfast brought to you. I know that this exists and I've used this many a time. Just fill out the card before you even go out on that night. So it's hanging there just in case you don't make it back in time, because it's a cut-off time before they pick it up.
I'm just amazed that I never found out about this. It would make my life so much better.
Walk into a room and say, right, my eyes are closed, I'll feel my way, right, there's the bed, and get into it.
I'm not very observant. No, I don't observe things. No, things go over my head. So obviously, I just thought it was a do not disturb sign or whatever it was.
No,
so.
It's a please disturb and bring me my food
bring
sign.
Bring me my food sign. Oh my God.
Now, does anybody else not know that this exists?
Make sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest podcasts with Cooper and Una.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.